Secretary Freeman is asking if you are available.
Yeah, I'm available.
I'll put him on the phone on 90.
Operator. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Put the secretary on,
please.
Thank you.
He's right on here. Ready, sir.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I wanted to make a quick report to you on legislation today. The first two amendments have been submitted by Ellender and Tower and overwhelmingly defeated, 79-12 and 69-20. We've got difficult to get a sharp, clear head count on this beef thing. I'm worried about it. Head count looks pretty good for referring it to committee, but there's some confusion about that, and we're battering away it as hard as we can.
I'm afraid that's going to be adopted and run as it does.
Well, I wouldn't want to meet it at this point head on, but we think we can get it moved into committee. And this is what we're trying to do, but the difference between meeting it head on and giving it into committee gets fuzzed up, so it's hard to get a clear, crisp response from some of these people that are nervous about it. It's the son of a bitch.
I don't know why in the hell Labor doesn't get after Javits and Keating and Case and Bale of Maryland and folks that are consumers.
They have been, Mr. President.
Well, they tell me the leaders this morning that all the Republicans are voting for the amendment.
Well, our check shows that Case, Javits, Keating, and
Bale of Maryland.
Don't have any check yet on Bale, that these people are going to vote to refer to committee.
Well, that's all right.
And I got Herter going back on them a moment ago. The labor people are armed, and also the beef council people who are those who process and handle the imports have checked with all these people. Their reports are that generally it's satisfactory to refer these to committee, but it's fuzzy, so we're not going to let up on the pressure for 1 minute. Now, we've been working also in the House on the food stamp thing, and I just talked to Cooley. This is a civil rights issue. Food, direct distribution, or food stamps relates to it, and this is the tough part about it. We think we've got the votes. It's going to be tested out and felt out tomorrow. We hope we can move it out of the House committee tomorrow, the food stamp thing. Now, Tom Abernathy is going to be at the White House tonight at a reception, and he's just been downright cussed ornery for 3 solid years and does nothing but cry because he doesn't get any attention. He doesn't get any patronage, and he doesn't get this, that, and the other thing. I spent hours and hours and hours with him. If you could pat him on the ass tonight, it might make a difference between his voting tomorrow or not. And Cooley, I'm sure, has really been pouring it on, and I've talked to every single one of those fellas myself today. And I think we'll get that out of there tomorrow, but I'm not too sure with my arithmetic.
Okay, I'll do the best I can with him. They tell me they might put it on in the Senate.
Well, this is a possibility, but when we get to the end of the road, and there's some question about it, but it'd be a heck of a lot better because it might rock the boat over there. The cotton boys, when this possibility was suggested them today, hit the roof, and because this does have some other overtones, and we're holding the wheat and cotton thing together, and there's the usual...
Why are the cotton boys against the food stamp?
Because of the same civil rights business. See, where any place you get the food distribution, it gets involved with some of these low-income folks. It's involved with some of this itinerant working people. It's involved with some of these sharecropping people. It's been used in Tennessee. We used it in Mississippi. They've cut it off a number of places to stop voter registration drives. And so the hair goes up on the back of the neck. This is what happened in the House.
Well, how the hell do you ever expect to get Tom Abernathy?
Well, simply because the cotton guys have poured the pressure on them in terms of doing it over there and not tying it on over in the Senate. They're willing to put it out of the committee in the House, but they're unwilling to marry it up with the cotton bill in the Senate. Now, that doesn't make too much sense, but that's the position they're taking as of now. So it's a funny one, but they have been working on him over here in the House and think that that there is this possibility. My last report was from Cooley, who I just hung up the phone from 10 minutes ago, we brought McMillan around. We've got a tentative on Grant, but the Farm Bureau's got him frightened. He's running at large in Alabama. We've got, I think, Gavings, by changing the bill around. He said he'd reserve the right to vote against it on the floor. We made some changes. Jones has taken them home. He thinks he might go along. He's been adamant against it. We thought those were all right. But Jones is uncertain. Again, he's not positive. Abernathy, the last reports were, was said, well, maybe he'd let it come out of committee. So I don't want to burden you with this. It isn't too much of your time, but if you just give it time to pat him on the shoulder, why, it could make a difference.
I'll do it. Now, is this what you want to see me about, or you got something else?
No, sir. I wanted to see you about some other things, if I can.
When? You want to do it tomorrow?
Yes, sir, if I can.
All right, I'll tell him.
Thank you.
Bye.